changer. Here's Celeste, who's going to be doing the hypnosis tomorrow. Good morning.
Good morning.
What up?
Well, I'm going to be using the most powerful, cutting-edge, supercharged, time-tested hypnotic suggestions tomorrow morning to help people lose weight. They ready for that?
Yeah, I am. This is cool.
These are the best things known to hypnotists. It's going to be putting your willpower on steroids when you show up.
Love it.
So what you need to do is bring some willpower, because I can't make a mountain out of nothing, okay? So
okay.
I want you to know that it's complimentary to your efforts, okay?
What is
it? You got to bring me something to work with.
You
bring your willpower.
Oh. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Bring your will to succeed.
Right.
Correct.
Okay.
Got it.
Yeah. And after that, I want to give you some tips, some secret weight loss tips that only hypnotists know about to keep you motivated after the session. And to keep the suggestions really, really fresh and make them last longer. And
now, will you be making, once they're under hypnosis, will you be making the subjects do embarrassing things like bark like a dog or lick the face of the person next to you?
You know, I find that if you just ask people to do that in a waking state, probably around you, they'll do it anyway.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So none of that then?
Not tomorrow.
And how long does it take to go under?
It depends on the person. I'm hoping to get these guys in a private session, 4 seconds to 4 minutes. I've got somebody in hypnosis.
Wow.
In a group session, you know, I don't have as much control. This is going to be a challenge. This would be a challenge for any hypnotist. So I'm thinking anywhere from 5 to 20 minutes. Now, how long do I have to hypnotize people?
That's fine. 20
five
minutes
to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm telling you, if anybody can do this, you can, Celeste.
Hey, Celeste, do y'all still use like the watch on the chain?
I love that.
Hell no, that's so old and antiquated.
The pocket watch.
Yeah.
No.
What do you use now?
Use a crystal ball.
No crystal balls. I'm just gonna basically shock them into hypnosis. Bam.
Electrotherapy.
Really cool.
Do you ever say the words, "Your eyes are getting heavy"?
No.
Okay.
We're not gonna use that kind of hardcore concentration focus thing. The hypnotists do that to get people to close their eyes. What I find works better is just to say, "Would you please close your eyes?"
I like it. You're the direct hypnotist.
Yeah.
That's great.
Do you know Miss Cleo?
Never met her.
Celeste, have you ever used hypnosis
for evil?
For evil.
I knew you were gonna say that.
For evil?
Yeah. For evil?
No.
For pleasure?
Yes.
Have you used it for self-gratification?
Oh, no.
I've used it that way a couple of times.
Okay. What's your MySpace?
I'm sorry?
No, never mind.
Isn't it true, Celeste, that you can make a man do anything you want him to do at any time, in any place, anywhere?
You'll have to ask my husband that.
Details of my life are quite inconsequential.
In your life as a hypnotist, have you made over $1 million?
No.
Okay.
Not even 1 million, probably, cents.
You're
we do it because we love to do it. It's just so much fun.
The cool thing about this is a lot of these people are going to want to come back to you for a second or third session, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess you considered that, didn't you? That's probably
you
why you agreed to do it.
You guys talk so fast, I missed that entirely.
I know.
You have to keep up, you have to listen real fast.
I do talk fast, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Can you hypnotize me to talk slower?
Would you really want to?
Can you help, like, ADD people calm down without medication?
Yes.
Really? Yeah, that might be an answer for you.
Don't take away my medication. You'll pry it out of my cold, dead hand. Can you make Al actually do a stunt and go there and
screw it
up?
You know, I was going to talk to y'all about that. I can help Al.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Get rid of my cough?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, baby.
All right. Comfortable silence. Track three.
We had nowhere to go with that random.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I'm really having a hard time hearing you. I kind of missed that one, too.
You're fine. We're going to see you tomorrow at 6:45 Central.
Excellent.
Thank you, Celeste.
I look forward to it.
We do, too. Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. It's going to be cool. Anybody that wants to can come down here.
Hey, what? She's fired up about it.
I like her.
I like her personality.
Yeah.
She's not creepy.
Yeah.
Like, we don't like creepy hypnotists.
Right.
Like the guy that tried to hit on me.
Mm-hmm. Made you lay on the bed and stuff.
Yeah. Creepy.
I'm learning that technique. Yeah.
So come down here at 6:45 if you're in the area, and you can fly down here if you want, or drive down, whatever you want. Might be worth it for you. You never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
You've tried everything. Try this. Who's to say?
It'll be fun to see who comes out.
I'm dead sexy. Look at my sexy body.
Yeah. You know, if you're tired of fooling yourself, maybe it's time for you to get in touch with someone that you haven't gotten to know for a long time. You.
Wow.
But thinner.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
Because the fat you isn't good enough, Taylor?
No, if they're unhappy.
There we go.
If they're unhappy.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't mean I don't like them.
Yeah. We'll pay one of your bills next with the plastic payoff. And yesterday we taught you the constructive way to complain. Today we're going to teach you how to become a better listener.
Huh? Eh?
Eh?
What?
What?
Who?
What?
What it is.
Hmm?
Huh?
More tips.